the truth.
Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, January 4th, 2023, and middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan Friday. It's another very, very busy news day, and we're going to try and get as much in as we can before it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, and let's get right on into it. Now, 65 years ago today, January 4th, 1958, the first artificial satellite launched into space came to an end. It re-entered the Earth's atmosphere and burned up. That was Sputnik 1, and that was January 4th, 1958. And, you know, young people today, space missions and going to the moon and everything is kind of passé, and, you know, it's becoming tourism and everything. But if you're my age, I mean, I was born at a time where we didn't know what the far side of the moon looked like. I was born at a time where people really did believe that there was an advanced civilization living on Mars. I was born at a time when the only man-made objects to leave the atmosphere were the V-2 missiles on their way into Great Britain. And all that we know about space exploration, Sputnik, Vostok, Yuri Gagarin, Valentina Tereshkova, John Glenn, Alan Shepard, et cetera, all happened during my lifetime. And one of the high points of my life is that I got to be a part of it at one point in my life. And it is a constant reminder of just how much the world has changed during my lifetime. And, you know, it's it's good to reflect and look at those changes. I mean, when I went to school, there was no such thing as a pocket calculator. We used slide rules, and even used slide rules at NASA. The computers were still very expensive back then. And now, of course, you know, we have smartwatches and smartphones, and really amazing. And sometimes I find myself feeling techno-gapped because I did grow up with this stuff, but sometimes it is still rather amazing to contemplate how much has been accomplished in such a very, very short time. All right, let's get serious now. Over in the House of Representatives, they've now had five ballots for Speaker of the House. And Kevin McCarthy is actually getting fewer and fewer votes each time. It's a small margin. On the first ballot, he got 203. On ballot four, he got 201. Same thing on ballot five, and now they're heading for ballot number six, and pressure is mounting for McCarthy to basically step down, stop arm-twisting support from Republicans who really don't want him as Speaker, and go with a different selection like Jim Jordan. They're talking about maybe Jim Jordan being Speaker of the House. But what this is the rank-and-file Republicans are basically on the warpath against the Republican establishment, the old-timers, who are perceived as being just as politically corrupt in their own way as the old-time Democrat establishment. And so they're saying it's time for some new blood in control of the country. I heartily agree. And it has been very rancorous there. Republican Pennsylvania Representative Scott Perry slammed Representatives Dan Crenshaw and Don Bacon earlier today after the two congressmen attacked Republicans who refused to support California Representative Kevin McCarthy for Speaker of the House. Now, Joe Biden chimed on in and said, well, it's embarrassing, but what's going on in the House of Representatives is not my problem, and I'm not going to get involved. I'm sure that he probably is, working the phone lines with everybody else. But the so-called Freedom Caucus is absolutely holding firm. And as the numbers for McCarthy are gradually decline, it's clear that he's not going to be Speaker of the House, barring some kind of last-minute deal. And one of the things that's working against McCarthy is the Republican Jewish Coalition. The CEO, Matt Brooks, is screaming at the Republican infidels who are voting against Kevin McCarthy. And so that's beginning to alarm a lot of people as well, that McCarthy, like so many other politicians, is in the pocket of Israel. And for that reason as well, should not be Speaker of the House. You know, a lot of people are very concerned that he is from California, and despite being a Republican, is actually infected with a lot of the California liberal ideology. And in any event, though, people are chuckling a little bit because Kevin McCarthy has already moved himself into the Speaker's office before being elected. And it was a big operation. They showed, you know, men with these wheeled carts and big plastic boxes, you know, just taking all of his stuff into the office. And seems like he may have moved a little too precipitously on that. And it's going to be very embarrassing to have to turn around and move back out of that as well. Meanwhile, getting back to Jim Jordan, he made a speech on the House floor which underscored why so many people want him as Speaker of the House. And Jim Jordan is apparently kind of lukewarm on the idea, not sure he wants the added workload and responsibility, but it may fall to him anyway. I don't know, maybe if Jim Jordan turns it down, they'll get, you know, Buffalo guy from the January 6th protest with the horns and the furs and everything. Maybe they'll make him Speaker of the House. So, anyway, Lauren Boebert is saying that McCarthy smugly rejected a key proposal that was put to him that would have gotten him the 218 votes needed to be Speaker of the House. And she reported on Tuesday that McCarthy smugly rejected a common sense proposal that would have put him into the speakership on the first ballot. Now, we don't have details about exactly what that proposal was, but whatever it was not to McCarthy's liking. And again, the Freedom Caucus is standing firm, and they're gaining on him. You know, the writing is pretty much on the wall at this point. Now, there's an article that came out just the news talking about this conservative revolt against McCarthy may easily spread to others in the GOP establishment, the old-timers, the multi-term members of Congress, that there's sort of a cleaning the house feeling going on in the halls of Congress, that the gerontocracy affects both parties, and it is time for newer blood to be occupying the halls of government. Meanwhile, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez floated a bizarre idea suggesting that the House of Representatives form a coalition with McCarthy and the Democratic Caucus. In other words, they would share chairmanships of the House committees, they would share policy seats, and this was immediately dismissed as ridiculous. It's basically a bad idea. It undermines the whole purpose of the American voters giving the GOP the majority in the House. And the GOP is not going to just hand back all that power and authority of the committee chairmanships back to the Democrats. The first thing the Democrats will do is kill all the pending investigations that are lined up against Biden, and Biden's son Hunter, and so forth and so on. All right. In other politics, we reported earlier that the January 6th committee has sealed all of the important videos and documents for 50 years. And obviously they have something to hide, but if it's sealed over at the National Archives, then they can go on basically lying about what Trump did and what Trump supporters did. There'll be no evidence to contradict them, and they can basically go on saying what they've been saying. Republicans now are attempting to pass a new House rule to block materials compiled by the January 6th committee from immediately going to the National Archives. They basically say that it's time for those documents to be reviewed by Republicans. Remember, the January 6th committee is pretty much all Democrats. I think they had a token rhino in there or two. And the proposed rule package that the new Congress has voted on orders that any records created by the panel must instead be sent to the House Committee on House Administration by January 17th, and also orders the National Archives to return all materials they've already received. So this attempt to bury everything for 50 years may not come to pass. I mean, that's what happens when there's a phony investigation. It achieves the politically desired outcome, and then they bury it. They buried the Kennedy record. Some of them are still buried from the John F. Kennedy assassination. We had Pfizer initially try and say it would take 75 years to release all of the information that they had based the granting of an emergency use authorization for Pfizer on. Fortunately, the judge didn't sit for that. That information has come on out. It's being studied. It is actually quite damning to Pfizer. We'll get into that a little bit later. All righty, now over at FTX, their former CEO Sam Bankman-Fried has indeed pled guilty to all the charges stemming from the collapse of his little financial empire, and the court granted him permission to conceal who is securing his $250 million bond. So there's a cover-up going on there as well. Speaking of cover-ups and, destruction of evidence, tomorrow, Thursday, in Fayetteville, Arkansas, former FBI agent Robert Cesario will finalize a plea agreement to a federal felony with his former employer, who is now prosecuting him, the Department of Justice, in which he will receive a lenient sentence of 1 year of probation. Not a day in jail, and he was basically charged with destroying evidence in a political trial involving former pro-Trump Arkansas State Senator John Woods. And Woods is still in prison in a case where now they're understanding that the destroyed evidence in his trial might have been vital to his defense. In other words, this FBI agent destroyed exculpatory evidence leading to the unjust jailing of this individual. And so FBI agent Cesario will be admitting to just one count of obstruction of justice and will receive this very lenient sentence despite on-site protesters agitating against this obvious injustice. And so, as long as you're doing what the government wants you to do, you can get away with any crime at all and never be prosecuted for it. Or if somehow you're prosecuted, you get off with a wrist slap. Alrighty, getting on down to Arizona, we reported yesterday that Katie Hobbs took the oath of office for the governorship in a private ceremony. The press was not allowed inside. There was one story that she actually broke out laughing when she took the oath of office. And now she is launching her new career with this celebratory ball, which is scheduled for Saturday evening. And given the current state of the U.S. economy and the millions of Americans struggling with food and energy bills, that inaugural ball, the optics are really not very bad. It's a bad read of the room at the very, very least. And the situation is even more off-putting because Hobbs doesn't seem interested in revealing exactly how or who is funding this event. There's no telling what corporations or special interests are footing the bill for what will be undoubtedly one of the swankiest political affair of the year in Arizona. Now, this is the first inaugural ball since former Governor Fifi Simington held one in the 1990s, and the times were quite different back then. And Katie Hobbs has wasted no time in ordering that temporary border wall of container vehicles to be knocked down on the Arizona border. Anyway, Carrie Lake is still out there fighting for clean, honest elections. Uphill battle. Nobody can doubt that. She's now calling for the recall of the entire Maricopa County Board of Supervisors because of their incompetence in handling the 2022 election. Now, the judge who threw out her case initially did so because Carrie Lake couldn't prove they intentionally wanted to defraud the public and the election, passing off all of these thousands and thousands of problems as errors, goofs and so forth and so on. But basically, Carrie Lake is saying, OK, but as deeply flawed as that election was run, even if it was just incompetence, the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors should lose their job. Now, the latest word we're getting is that the Supreme Court of Arizona may accept Carrie Lake's appeal, bypassing the appeals court. She has appealed that previous court decision that threw her case out, and rather than go through the appeals court and then go to the Supreme Court, she's going to go right to the top there, and if she does not receive satisfaction from the Arizona Supreme Court, she's going to the United States Supreme Court. The problem with that is this is the same United States Supreme Court that absolutely refused to hear any lawsuits regarding fraud in the 2020 election. And the system is going to protect itself because if the American people really come to understand that the elections are rigged, then they're going to be very, very angry because they didn't actually vote to be treated the way they have been treated in terms of high taxation, wars all over the planet, declining infrastructure, wide open borders, and all the other, mandatory vaccines, all the stuff that's been happening. People have gone along with because they think, well, this is the government we elected, and we have to sort of go along with it. And if they find out that the government was not actually fairly elected but stole the offices, you're going to see a lot of very angry people out there. I mean, I'm already angry about the situation. All right. Now, there's besides Carrie Lake, Abe Hameda's election challenge case was dismissed on December 23rd, before it became known that Pinal County would admit later to mishandling hundreds of ballots that contained votes in the attorney general race. Instead, numerous Pinal County officials, including the Board of Supervisors, County Attorney Kent Volkmer, and two election directors, kept the information from Mojave County Judge G. Jansen, the candidates and voters across the state. Well, like Richard Nixon said, it's not the crime that gets you. It is the cover-up, and clearly there was a cover-up going on. Getting into media interest, yesterday the next round of Twitter files were dropped by journalist Matt Taibbi, and this drop continued to expose how government agencies were working closely with Twitter to censor and ban their opposition. And one revelation showed how Democratic Representative Adam Schiff used his influence to attempt to get investigative journalist Paul Sperry banned from Twitter. Now, at that time, old Twitter was accepting requests from all over, from the Treasury Department, from NSA, every state government, Health and Human Services, FBI, Department of Homeland Security, and more and more. And it was an astonishing variety of requests from officials asking for individuals they didn't like to be banned. And they certainly were banned. I mean, this is a huge, huge scandal. It's taking a little while to percolate to the top of the people's consciousness, primarily due to the lack of serious coverage by the legacy media, if you will. But then again, if you go back and you study Watergate and how much time passed between the actual break-in and that final rush of resignations and prosecutions leading to the resignation of Richard Nixon, it took a long time, a relatively long time for that to happen. And we're going to see the same thing here. This is going to continue to grow and fester about how the U.S. government really has no respect for freedom of speech, especially when it gets in the way of politics or financial profit. Meanwhile, the latest documents from Twitter detail how Hillary Clinton basically inspired a Democrat witch hunt against Twitter to look for Russian accounts that turned out not to exist, and in the process forced Twitter into the arms of the FBI. Now, at that time, they were still pushing the Russiagate story, and Hillary Clinton was saying, well, if we can find actual Russian accounts out there on Twitter, that'll be more proof that we can present to the American people that Russia interfered with the 2020 election and that Donald Trump is a Russian agent and so forth and so on, all of which we now know to have been totally, completely false. Now, the new Twitter, Elon Musk's Twitter, have announced they will remove its previous ban on political advertisements in the coming weeks. We'll see just how even-handed they are in terms of who they allow to advertise on the site. But due to various boycotts being engineered by liberals, You know, Twitter is dealing with some financial hardship. And, you know, political advertising, that's a lot of revenue. And ad companies all over the country, they love election years. And they'll make huge amounts of money in election years. I remember back when I worked on advertising and animation, we got a lot from them. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stayed upon a computer alone.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the media, and it turns out that CNN lost almost one-third of its primetime viewers in 2022, despite the fact it was an election year when people tend to turn to the news more than non-election years. And the CNN also recorded its lowest demo viewership ever. And couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of liars, as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, a lot of the legacy media are in trouble. You know, MSNBC and the rest who've been pushing the left's narrative and, you know, demonizing Trump and Trump supporters. People just don't like to be lied to. And, you know, there's concern that these legacy media companies are now lobbying Washington, D.C. for some kind of laws to protect them from us irritating people here in the independent media that are attempting to speak truth to power. All righty, let's get into COVID. It looks like we're getting ready to repeat some of the mistakes made over the last few years. But there's an interesting article that came on out of InfoWars saying that attempting to force vaccinate the whole world with an untested, unsafe technology amounts to criminal negligence. And I absolutely agree with that. The real-world effectiveness of the COVID vaccines has not matched the hype of 95% efficacy claimed in manufacturers' trials on the basis of which they were granted the emergency use authorization. And they've proven disappointingly leaky, with a surprisingly swift waning of effectiveness necessitating boosters every few months. A study from Oxford University in June showed that the infection risk increased by 44% in the double vaccinated in England. An analysis in July by El Gato Malo showed that U.S. states with higher vaccination rates were experiencing higher COVID hospital admissions. Not really doing what the product was advertised as doing, but they're making money at it. They're making money, and they're going to keep on doing it, going to keep on selling you masks and, you know, using fear porn to say, oh, there's new COVID's coming on. You got to have another shot, have another booster, and so forth. Now, Japan has officially launched an investigation into the unprecedented numbers of people dying after receiving the COVID-19 vaccination. The numbers are glaringly obvious that there is a connection, and we talked yesterday briefly about some of the Japanese scientists who are pointing out some strange things they've been observing in people who die shortly after getting the COVID shot. And Japan's government now wants to find out exactly what's going on. So this is going to kick up a little bit of a political circus here. Most people don't know this, but in the contract that the vaccine makers had with governments to provide them with these vaccines, there was a clause that the actual vaccine contents could not be analyzed or examined, you know, by any third party. There were certain other restrictions. Including, you know, the government couldn't cancel the contract even if the vaccines turned out to be harmful. It's all about the Benjamins here. Over in Germany, the Alternative for Deutschland party released what might be considered the most critical data yet, indicating the harms that the mRNA COVID injections are inflicting on people around the world. Now, in a press conference held just before Christmas, Germany's conservative Alternative for Deutschland party released this data, and they relied on Germany's statistical tracking system for vaccine injuries. They were able to perform comparison studies for vaccine injuries of many types, comparing data from 2016, before this whole COVID thing began, to the first quarter of 2022. And while underreporting for COVID vaccines is likely on the order of 90%, the German data collected before the administration of COVID mRNA vaccines allow for a useful comparison group before and after the start of the inoculation campaign. And Martin Seeschert, the health policy spokesman for the AfD, said, and they're the only German political party to oppose the vaccine mandates. They said, we've come across various increases in 2021, increases in cancer cases, in cases of intestinal diseases, and so on. We also found figures that are so shocking that this has to be the focus of our press conference. So people around the world are really waking up. And again, you're never going to see this on the legacy media, because the legacy media is addicted to the advertising money being spent by the pharmaceutical corporations. And this reminds me of a story that happened some years ago. There were these two reporters working for Fox News. One of them was named Jane Aker, and I forget the name of her her partner. And they were assigned to do a story on Monsanto's new synthetic bovine growth hormone. Oh, it's the wonder product of the year. The cattle are going to get fatter and produce more meat and milk and dairy products much quicker. And, you know, this is a really wonderful thing. And when these reporters really started looking into the actual real-world effects, they discovered that people consuming the meat and dairy products from these treated cows were experiencing all kinds of strange medical problems. All right, let's pick up the story after these words from our podcast.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
Welcome back to our show here, and as I started to say before the commercial break, there were these two reporters for Fox News. They were assigned to do a story on Monsanto's new wonder product, the synthetic bovine growth hormone. When they actually started digging into the story, they discovered that the people who were consuming the meat and dairy products from the treated cows were suffering strange medical ailments. So they wrote that into that their story. Fox News said, you can't do that. Monsanto's a huge advertiser here, and we dare not offend them. The reporters refused to change the story. They thought it was that important for the public to know that there was a question about this product. So Fox News fired them. And the reporters sued and lost on appeal when the judge said, because there is no law requiring the legacy media to be honest and truthful with the public, management can order their prostitutes and correspondents to lie to the public and fire them if they refuse to do so. And that right there tells you all you need to know about the legacy media. All right. Over in Germany, A doctor was sentenced on Monday to 2 years and 9 months in prison for illegally issuing more than 4,000 people with exemptions from wearing masks during the coronavirus pandemic. A regional court in the town of Weinheim confirmed the doctor was convicted of issuing incorrect health certificates to people across Germany, most of whom she had never met or examined. And, you know, now, of course, we know, and they're going to go back to the masks anyway, even with the admissions, that they don't really work. They don't, but they're making money for somebody out there. All righty, out in California, as of the first of the year, there's a new law that took effect, Assembly Bill 2098. And under the provisions of this law, the state's medical board would categorize dispensing information, such as the effectiveness of ivermectin or the COVID-19 vaccine's rapidly waning efficacy, as unprofessional conduct, leading to potential loss of license for medical practitioners out there. I mean, this is the government ordering the doctors to basically lie to their patients in order to keep this vaccine scam, mask scam going on. And another lawsuit brought by Physicians for Informed Consent was filed in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of California. The plaintiffs are being represented by Rick Jaffe, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Mary Holland, and argues the state of California has weaponized the phrase misinformation and is illegally targeting physicians who disagree with the government's official stance on COVID-19. So talk about a First Amendment violation. I remember the good old days when you and your doctor decided what was the best treatment for whatever it was that ailed you. Now the government's coming in and saying, no, you don't give them that's going to cure them. You know, the big bucks is in constant ongoing treatment of symptoms, and that's what you're going to push here because that's what makes the most profit for the health industry and the largest amount of tax revenues for the government. Now, Judicial Watch, has announced that it filed a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services for records on COVID-19 vaccine safety studies. They're trying to find out what safety studies were carried out, and if so, how they were conducted. The Judicial Watch Freedom of Information Act request is for all safety studies, data reports, and analyses produced by the Division of Microbiology and Infectious Diseases relating to the safety of vaccines and or gene therapies to treat and or prevent SARS-CoV-2 and or COVID-19 made by Pfizer, BioNTech, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, and Janssen. They're also asking for all emails from a bunch of officials regarding what was going on. And so, good for Judicial Watch. They're doing really good work over there. All righty. Another article. This is over at Kanakoa Substack. And even though Anthony Fauci is now officially out of office and he's a private citizen again, his legacy will live on. Which is not a very positive one. And so there's this article it's talking about Pfizer's history of fraud, corruption, and using Nigerian children as human guinea pigs. And, there's a huge public relations campaign to convince us that the pharmaceutical companies are all wonderful. They're only concerned about our health. But real life experience is saying, no, this glorification of the pharmaceutical industry is not deserved. It's an industry plagued by decades of fraud, corruption, and criminality. And they've managed to rebrand themselves as the savior of humanity during the COVID-19 crisis. But in the end, nothing has really changed. Big Pharma still values shareholders' profits more than people's lives. And, they were talking about these experiments that were being conducted in Nigeria using children as human guinea pigs. Reminded me very much of this wonderful movie called The Constant Gardener. And it stars Ralph Fiennes. It's based on true events regarding pharmaceutical experiments conducted on humans in Africa and then covered up. So you might want to hunt that down on your streaming provider. Again, it's The Constant Gardener. Let's see. Now, more and more countries are jumping on board this idea of putting restrictions on people traveling from China. You know, Joe Biden is now demanding that travelers from China be tested. And remember when Donald Trump did the same thing and they were out there screaming, oh, you're being racist, you're, you know, you can't do this, it's against human rights. And now Biden's doing exactly the same thing. Beijing is now taking notice and they're threatening countermeasures against countries who are requiring a COVID test for travelers from China. And certainly this is getting in the way of business and commerce, not the least of which is that these tests are not accurate. Especially these antigen rapid tests, they have a very high rate of both false positives and false negatives. And again, getting on back to Twitter, Twitter engaged in widespread censorship of prominent scientists and medical experts for posting content that contradicted the official COVID-19 narrative. This is according to the latest Twitter files document dump. Much of this censorship came at the behest of the Biden administration. And apparently one of the documents shows that the Biden administration was very angry that Twitter didn't engage in more censorship. So they were definitely doing that as well. Now, on Friday, last Friday, Dr. Robert Malone, a scientist who is skeptical of the mRNA vaccines, and with good reason, reported that a New York teacher was fired from her position for assigning her students an extra credit assignment that involved listening to Malone's interview on Joe Rogan's podcast. So the government is still out there trying to say, no, you don't listen to them. You only listen to us. You only believe us. You know, we know what's best for you. And yeah, so these people all died. But, you know, that's just you're being picky if you complain about that. Meanwhile, up in Canada, Justin Trudeau is still out there screaming about the trucker protesters being tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist wackos. And he's basically, when he's challenged on it, he says he's not going to apologize. He's not sorry for any of these people who he still insists engage in disinformation and misinformation. All righty. Now, there is another problem. I'm sure the pharmaceutical companies are out there cranking up production of the new vaccines and so forth. But other medications are kind of being neglected, and pharmacists are running out of stocks of the most common over-the-counter cold and flu medicines. There's a huge demand. Cases of cold and flu continue to rise. People are still, for various reasons, including finance, unable to see their primary care physicians, and so they're going to the pharmacy to simply buy off-the-shelf medicines, and the high demand has resulted in shortages, and it's happening all over the world. In fact, I was on Twitter earlier, and John Cleese of Monty Python fame was complaining that they were seeing the same thing over in Great Britain, that a friend of his had gone to the chemist, they call them chemists in Great Britain rather than pharmacists, had gone to the chemist and asked for a very common cold medication and was told, no, we're completely out. We don't have any of that here. And as a matter of fact, according to an article from OrderOrder.com, healthcare crises are expanding internationally. It's happening everywhere. Global healthcare systems are facing significant strain. And people are coming down sick. There's all these strange, you know, died suddenly deaths that people are still talking about. And it's a global problem here. Now, the wellness company headed by Dr. Peter McCullough has requests to release Damar Hamlin's vaccine status as part of any investigation into the tragedy. Damar Hamlin was, of course, this football player, took a moderate tackle to the chest, and then immediately collapsed afterwards with a full cardiac arrest. He's in the hospital in critical condition. They're now saying he'll never fully recover from this. So it was really kind of ugly. And you need to keep in mind, in the last 50 years, there has not been a death from being tackled on a professional football field. You know, that the padding and everything that they wear is designed to deal with that. And you know, that this idea that this was triggered by a hit to the chest, not much of a precedent for that one. And even more suspicious, according to this article in the Gateway Pundit, apparently federal officials have now moved into the hospital where Damar Hamlin is a patient. And they're not saying why or what they're doing there, but apparently they don't want anybody getting near him. And there has been a confirmation that Damar did have a booster shot for COVID-19 back on the 26th of December. So that's out there as well. All right, let's get into the international news here. There's a lot going on. Russia is planning a drone air campaign to exhaust Ukraine. This is coming from Zelensky, so take it with a grain of salt. But Zelensky is out there saying that Russia is planning a protracted campaign of aerial bombardments. They're using drones made in Iran, like Russia can't make their own. And it's done to exhaust Ukraine into submission. Well, it's a war of attrition. All wars ultimately are won and lost when one side or the other is exhausted. No more money, no more men, no more munitions. And Zelensky is out there saying Ukraine had received intelligence that Russia would increase its campaign of drone raids on the country. Well, that's what you get for killing Russian nationals or ethnic Russians in the eastern part of your country. Meanwhile, another article, this is from Zero Hedge. Ukraine is now vowing to strike deeper and deeper inside Russian territory. This came from the head of Ukrainian military intelligence, General Krylo Budanov, during a new interview with Australia's broadcasting system. And so this is going to provoke things worse. Going deeper and deeper into Russia is exactly what Russia is concerned about. And they will respond at some point, and at that point, everybody will point fingers and say, oh, look what Russia did. Oh, they're the bad guys, and so forth and so on. Meanwhile, the Russian Navy frigate Admiral Gorshkov has become the first warship deployed carrying the Zircon hypersonic cruise missile into regular combat service. And Putin oversaw the ceremony earlier today, declaring the Zircon was a unique weapon and no other country has anything comparable. That is certainly true. And he said, I am sure that such a powerful armament will allow us to steadfastly defend Russia from potential foreign threats. It will help to maintain the national interests of our country. So those new weapons are getting out into the field. Now, interestingly enough, back on the 2nd of this month, Israel's newly appointed foreign minister, Eli Cohen, signaled a policy shift with Russia after relations had soured during the war in Ukraine in early 2022. Cohen announced that Israel is taking a step back from the conflict and will no longer publicly condemn Russia. Israel's new policy toward Russia is neutrality. So they're covering, they're hedging their bets on either side of what's going on here. Now, the White House has come on out saying that the U.S. does not view keeping new territories by Russia as a basis for talks. This is why we're not getting any peace talks. Ukraine is saying Russia must give up all the territories, including Crimea. Russia is saying, no, we're going to keep, we're in these territories right now. They're under our control. We're going to keep them. And neither side wants to budge. And so the war will definitely go on. Meanwhile, the chairman of the State Duma Foreign Affairs Committee, Leonid Slutsky, what a terrible name, wrote on his Telegram channel that they don't see any worth in talks with an externally governed Ukraine. They understand that this is not just Zelensky. This is NATO. This is Washington, D.C. And according to Slutsky, Ukraine, though self-destructing, is still a country. Nobody is challenging this status. The goal of the special military operation is to protect our citizens from the Kiev neo-Nazis regime aggression, not to destroy Ukraine. Well, Ukraine is self-destructing anyway. Now, not too long ago, former German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Macron basically admitted they came out negotiating the Minsk agreement in bad faith, that the real agenda was to buy time for Ukrainian military forces to build up. And because of that, Russia no longer trusts the West, and World War III does seem to be inevitable. The Russians have decided there's no way to negotiate an end to this. No one will negotiate in good faith. And that's just where we are on the doorstep of World War III. The U.S. has lied so many times, nobody trusts their word anymore. We don't have anybody in the high positions of power in our country that is seen as trustworthy. You know, certainly not Joe Biden. Meanwhile, there's this corruption scandal. Oh, my goodness. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper?
And welcome back to our show. And over in Europe, there is a growing corruption scandal, Qatargate, And it is alleged that leading leftist parliamentarians took bribes from the Sharia state of Qatar. And it's gotten so bad that the Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban is now calling for the dissolution of the European Parliament. It's that bad. You know, we can't fix it here and there. Let's just scrap the whole thing and start all over again. Good way of dealing with corruption, in my opinion here. Meanwhile, Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. Said he will travel to China to open a new chapter of cooperation and resolve issues between the two countries. Before flying to Beijing, Marcos spoke about his prospects for the three-day state visit, which is expected to set the tone for his foreign policy toward Beijing, Manila's partner on the economy, but rival in the South China Sea. So they're going to even that one out. Meanwhile, Russian sappers have begun another round of explosives clearance operations in Laos. When the United States went into Laos, that whole Indochina war thing, they left all kinds of landmines and cluster munitions, and the Russians have been trying to help the Laotians clean it up going back to 2018. And it's a lot of work, and so they're, you know, there's a reason why so many people want these kind of munitions, banned worldwide. At the very least, could you put an expiration timer on the landmine so that, you know, you expect it, you know, the enemy will be in there for the next 2 or 3 months? Well, put a timer on there where after 6 months, it can't explode anymore. Maybe even pops up a little flag saying, here, come dig me up and throw me away. Meanwhile, the U.S. has joined the criticism of many other countries regarding Ben-Gvir's visit to the Temple Mount, saying that it could lead to violence. It was definitely seen as a provocation by the Palestinian people. So a White House National Security Council spokesperson said that the Biden administration expects Netanyahu to follow through on his written commitment to the governing platform, which calls for the preservation of the status quo of the holy places in Jerusalem. And certainly we hope that he's going to stick with that one. And, you know, Israel's one of the places I would have loved to have visit, but, they'd shoot me as soon as I got off the airplane by now. Meanwhile, remember a while back there was an Israeli police officer who shot a Palestinian kid with autism and killed him, and supposedly was going to be punished. He's now been promoted. And, if you do that, you're going to have more shootings going on. Meanwhile, U.S. defense companies are finding it tough to quickly replenish weaponry such as missiles and artillery shells for Ukraine. Pentagon officials are saying that industry consolidation has gone too far. And when this whole mess began, I pointed out, we don't have the manufacturing capacity that allowed us to prevail in big mistake number one, big mistake number two. We're going to take a break for station identification. The phone lines are open, 512-882-5.
Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, Our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.